Do you love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Rick Tittle knows his sports.
I hate that guy.
I love that guy. Oh my gosh, he's so fine. Rick Tittle brings home the bacon, fries it up in a pan, and then he eats it.
Ricky T in the hizzle for shizzle, biznatch.
Thank you so much, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, wherever you might happen to be. It is great to have you with us. And we're talking sports, and as I said, if you want to talk about other things, we're here for you as well. Just need to get something off your chest.
Rick, I really am lonely right now. I've got no one to talk to.
I don't want to make a I don't want to joke about it. Some people are very lonely right now.
You're the only person I've talked to all day.
Well, come on in and get heard. This is why we're all here. At the toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529, and we'll get in and we'll get heard. And whatever you want to talk about, this is what it's all about. It's all about you. Whatever you want to talk about, we are here. So let's do it together, 1-800-878-PLAY. And all sporting topics will be welcome. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, Quidditch, rollerball, chess, checkers, rugby, cricket, that type of stuff. Let me know what's on your mind in sports. And I'll take a look at the emails, which I haven't done yet. Excuse me. And, you know, it's funny, I was talking to somebody yesterday who's like really worried about what's going on, and I said, look, just try not to worry about things that are out of your control. All we can do is try not to let somebody cough into our mouth, and then you don't cough into somebody else's mouth. Wash your hands, stay away from people, and you know, don't go to a fight club right now. That probably would be a good idea to do that, but don't worry. I mean, unless you're in bad, bad shape, feel free to worry. But let's just all try and...
You can't pretend like it's not there, man.
I'm not saying that. But we can talk some sports, right? You can listen to this show on TuneIn Radio app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app, CRN Digital Plus 2. That's the cable radio network, Channel 2, and your cable provider, 35 million homes. Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle is the Facebook page. And as I mentioned, the Twitter is at Rick Tittle if you want to get in that way as well. From Portugal, Alicia Datner, next right here on Titillating Sports.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, we'll help make your auto repair, maintenance, and restoration projects easier. So when your car isn't stopping like it used to, our professional parts people will help you find the brake parts and supplies you need to do the job right the first time. Now for a limited time, get 15% off a set of Brake Best pads and two rotors. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Chili's, we know things are a little uncertain these days. We'd like to help out by waiving our delivery fees.
Delivery is free, baby, free, baby, free.
So you get all your Chili's favorites in your home.
Or right to your car, baby, car, baby, car.
There's curbside delivery, too. Just order on Chili's.com.
It's super easy. Two birds with one Chili's.
With Chili's right to your door and no delivery fees.
We've got your back, baby, back, baby, back.
At Chili's.com.
Delivery is free, baby, free, baby, free. Together we Chili's, oh yeah, baby, yeah.
Where available, free delivery through Chili's.com, not via third-party delivery platform. Additional restrictions may apply.
Flo here with a really weird word, buttery. buttery. It's not quite butter. It's more butterish. Or maybe buttery is like butchery or bakery, a shop that sells artisanal butter products. Dig in, America. Now a word that's even more weird. Flotection. Sure, it's not really a word, but it is really good protection for your new home through me and Progressive. No ifs, ands, or butteries about it. Sorry.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Hi, I'm Rick Tittle, and I host the Video Game Review every Sunday night at 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast, right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Video games are way more important than your job, your school, or your relationship, so let's talk about them. Everything from the 2600 to the 360. I don't work for any video game company, so I'll tell you what's worth your money and what stinks. Also, cheat codes, interviews, your calls, I'll give away a game, release dates, all that and more every Sunday night right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Hey, so are you the type of guy that wants to look put together, but doesn't want to spend hours at the mall finding new clothes? So you can look great at the office, on the road, or even just on the weekend with friends and family? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple. Sign up in just a few minutes. Tell them about the brands that work for you, and even let them know what types of styles you prefer. Stitch Fix is convenient. You get great clothes delivered right to you, so you can try new styles on in the comfort of your own home and make a decision without any pressure. And Stitch Fix is on your terms and priced to match your budget. There's no subscription required ever. Keep what you want and send back anything you don't. So, isn't it time you got it all together? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for men, women, and kids. Stitch Fix. Personal styling for everybody.
Hour two of Titillating Sports. You thought it couldn't get any better, but it's better. Rick Tittle is back. He's so great. I can't believe how awesome he is. More sports talk, yes. Couldn't get any better, but it's better. Rick Tittle is back. He's so great. I can't believe how awesome he is. More sports talk, yes. Hour two of Titillating Sports.
Hey! Check out Channel 9. Check out Rick Tittle.
Check me out, girl. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on American Forces. And speaking of around the world, let us go now to Portugal, because joining us is international comedic star. It's the stand-up comedian Alicia Dattner. Alicia, how are things going back there on the Iberian Peninsula? Because it's kind of dodgy, isn't it?
You know, you would think it's dodgy, but I am on a fifth floor apartment by the beach, and I have an amazing view of the cliffs and the water, and just staying indoors, basically.
So you're saying coronavirus, Shermamona virus.
That's right. Corona, Shermamona. Give me my Shermona.
Yeah, sorry. I've noticed that a lot of comedians with all these gigs canceled now, they're turning to social media and putting out little funny videos and stuff. Does it feel weird to not be doing gigs and things?
It's a bummer. I miss it, but I have been doing some Facebook Lives, and I have a psychic character from Russia named Olga, and she likes to get on the Facebook Live and play, helping people, you know, get some laughter.
And you used to be, are you still a big blogger? That used to be that your thing, right?
I have mostly moved all my blogging onto Facebook, and so I haven't done a lot of blogging lately, but yeah, that's a big part of what I do.
It's pretty amazing when I look at all the awards that you've gotten. I mean, best comedian in San Francisco, a couple different places, and you've got the East Coast vibe. You got the Hollywood look. How would you sort of describe yourself if you could kind of, you know, describe yourself?
I love the idea that I have the Hollywood look. I have never, no one has ever accused me of that before.
You look like an actress.
I'd love to, yeah, sure. But, you know, I'm not like tall and skinny and blonde. I'm, you know, short and Jewy and charmingly, dorky. but I love that you think that. So I'm just gonna go with it. You know, a lot of what I talk about is dating. I talk about relationships I talk about spirituality, make fun of meditation and yoga and all of the weird esoteric practices that I do.
You know, what's funny is that the word Jewy, I first heard Moshe Kasher, he was in the studio, he talked about it, and you've performed with him. Now, he's from my neck of the woods in Oakland, but, you know, he said, I grew up poor, and I'm like, yeah. But no, he was like food stamps poor, and now he's a big star, and he and Natasha have a baby. It's you've worked with Moshe, right?
Oh, yeah, we were coming up together. It was, I think he started a little bit after me, and he was just killed. He's so funny. He's brilliant.
I love the fact that I was looking at some of your quotes on your website, and the New York Times bestselling author, Marcy Shimoff, said, Alicia is hilarious and fabulous. She has a beautiful heart and soul. That's not easy to live up to, but what a review, huh?
Well, she has a beautiful heart and soul, so how could she not see that in other people, right? I mean, that's where she's coming from. So, you know, when you have eyes that are shining, you see other people's shining eyes, right?
No doubt about it. We're speaking with Alicia Dattner from Portugal right now. I know you've performed all over, and when I'm in New York City, that's basically the 50% of what I do is just go into clubs and whether it's the Cellar or the Strip or whatever, stand up. You've been at Gotham. I actually saw a couple of years ago Judd Apatow do a show at Gotham. What's it like when you're at these places like Gotham? Do you have to kind of pinch yourself and not get – because that's the club that Seinfeld will drop in on. I mean, what's it like when you know that you've made it?
I mean, it's 9 p.m. on a Tuesday or whatever at Gotham, and – there's 30 people in the audience. It's not like, to me, making it is just getting on stage. Like every time I get to get on stage, I've made it. Like, I saw this amazing gospel singer once. It was a whole group of gospel singers and they were waiting to get on to perform. And for a while we were just watching them like sitting in the audience and they're like, it was a bunch of white people and we're like, who are these people who are sitting? They were sitting up straight. They were dressed to the nines and they were paying attention to the whole show. And I was like, what's going on? They got on. They gave the most amazing performance I have ever seen in front of 12 people. And what I understood from that moment was any audience, any moment, no matter what, you bring it. And the moment you bring it, like, you create magic. You create the show. And I just felt like I was, at a Sting concert or it was the most exciting show I had ever seen when they got up on stage because they brought it. So
great lesson to learn. And I'll tell you this, though. Tuesday night in Manhattan is better than the 4th of July in Tulsa. So
That's true.
When Ryan Hamilton was in studio, I asked him, about if he ever felt like quitting, in those early days when you're doing bowling alleys and malls. And he said one time he drove like 3 hours to get to this place in Montana. And at the end, the owner was this kind of saucy wench. And she said, come here for a second. I want to tell you something. And he leaned in and she headbutted him and laughed. And he said, and he said, driving 3 hours back, he's like, well, it can't get any worse than that. So what was your moment when you were like, well, it probably can't get any worse than that?
So I'm thinking of the time I was at a black club in Oakland, and it was like this, maybe it was, I don't know, it might not have been Oakland. It was somewhere in the East Bay, and the audience is surrounding me. Like, it's like a theater in the round stand-up comedy club. I don't know why. But I'm up there kind of in the middle of everybody, and there are people, like, sitting behind me in the audience. And I'm doing my set, and it's just – I'm tanking, and it's so bad, and I feel so embarrassed. And people start yelling, you suck! Get off the stage! And it was, the people who are yelling the most are the people who are staring at my butt. And it's just, I just feel like, what am I doing? And that was the moment where I just decided to, what did I do? I departed from my material, and I just got out in the audience, and I started, I just started talking to people and just asking them how they're doing. And I had this bit at the time where I would pull out my belly and I would make my belly talk. And I would just like, I would just make, you know, it was like my total alter ego, just like everything full on it. Just like, hello, will you marry me? What are you doing? Do you think I'm sexy? Let's do this. You know, and like, so I'm like, just like letting, you know, making my belly a puppet for my id. And people started, you know, they were totally on board. It was really fun. It was my favorite thing to do at the time. And everything turned around. Everyone was having a great time. I get back on stage. I'm like, all right, we're doing this. And I start doing my material again. They're just like, not, they're like, get off.
Wow.
So I learned a whole lot that night about really being authentic and just letting go of what I thought I was supposed to be doing and
Adapt
doing something
survive.
Real.
One last question for you. Are you stuck in Portugal right now?
You know, I think I am, actually. I was in Bali, and stuff started to go down, and the borders started to close. Flights started to get canceled. This was like 10 days ago, and I just I was with this guy I've been dating for a very brief period of time, and he was like, I'm taking off, and I'm like, you should invite me. So he did, and we were between Spain, Greece, Serbia, Dubai, and Portugal, and made the decision to come, basically, because this was the last possible place we could be, and we knew we could stay here for at least 3 months. So, yeah, I think I'm stuck in Portugal. I don't think I can get home.
Well, I hope the new guy works out as you discover things about each other in that prison-like setting, but with a nice view. We have been speaking with Alicia Dattner. Go to her website, aliciadattner.com. There's a whole bunch there. And, of course, all the upcoming gigs are in flux, as we know. Alicia, hey, when you're back in the city, we'd love to have you come in studio. And when this is all over, hopefully everybody makes it.
I'd love that. Let's do it.
All right. Great stuff. Take care. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Open lines on the other side. 1-800-878-PLAY.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-720-5971. 800-720-5971. 800-720-5971. That's 800-720-5971.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the product. They offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906, 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
You're crazy. You're crazy, man. You're crazy. I like you, but you're crazy.
I saw Rick Tittle at the laundromat last night, and I was hella checking him out. I just kept staring at him, and he played like I wasn't even there. I be like that then.
Oh, we ain't even halfway through the Friday show, baby. Getting you ready for your sporting weekend of sitting around the house and thinking about what's a new RPG I can get into. And then I realized that I have 9 million video games. Just put in an old one. Does everything have to be new? What's spending your money? 1-800-878-PLAY. I talked about Major League Baseball putting the draft off until July, which is good news because one of the things I kept hearing is that they might get rid of it. And I think that's a bad idea. You have to have some minor league seasons coming up here, right? Don't you? Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot? Like, yeah. So, John Heyman tweeted out this morning that there are a series of ideas with the structure of the season taking shape. And Heyman said that MLB is considering expanding the playoff field from 10 to 14 teams this year. Now, back in February, we heard about this on a permanent basis. So this might be the little incubator to try it out. But Heyman said at the moment they're thinking about beginning the regular season remember, they thought it would be late May as the best possible income, and then they would get in 140 games. I don't think so. It's funny, I talked to BJ Schechter yesterday about the whole thing about seven-inning games and about having to be a DH in both leagues, and anyway, he said he was against the seven-inning games. He said he'd rather have less games at nine innings, and I'm with him. A seven-inning game is just stupid. That's high school. But right now, Bob Nightingale, he says that MLB will expand roster. Remember, they were going to go from 25 to 26. He said they're going to go to 29-man rosters. And he said MLB may consider starting the season outside of New York City. Well, if that's – listen, if New York City is still so scary – and listen, there are a lot of cities I think are going to be like New York that just haven't been tested yet. Seriously, there's
just because everybody was getting tested there. That's why the numbers are so huge. But if New York City is still scary enough that you don't want to start the season there, then we're not ready to start. We're just not. I know we want it back. I know we want to rush back. But it's like an athlete. Coach, I'm ready. No, you're not. Your bone is still sticking out of your leg. You got to let it heal. Now, hopefully this isn't a Tommy John where it's going to take a whole year, but you got to wait. Now, what MLB wants to make sure that they don't do is play games in front of empty stadia. Well, like I said, if that happens, then everybody's got to be, the virus would have to be died out on its own. And that happens with a lot of these viruses. We are told that when the weather gets warmer, they can't survive anyway. So it doesn't matter if the guy sitting next to you has it, because he's going to be fine and he's not even spreading it anymore. Wouldn't that be nice? Funny, Sam Morril, the comedian, tweeted out, "I'm starting to regret all those times I chose to do nothing." But the calendar would be extended on the back end, which would mean that the playoffs would start in late October as the earliest, and the presence of these cold weather teams, of course, could complicate that. But a lot of this depends on this arc of the pandemic and the curve and social distancing. I mean, the players will need time to ramp up. They need at least 2 weeks of organized training to be ready. I know LeBron James said today that this layoff is not going to help him. Some people alluded to the fact, hey, you'll come back fresh. And he's like, opposite of that. And I understand that. You know, you're out of game shape. The way I understand that is, as a former high school and college football player, and if you played football, you know this too, is that you get so acclimated to football, and then it goes away for whatever, 7-8 months, and you come back. And you put that helmet on the first day and bong, you're like, holy smokes, I forgot how much this hurts. I forgot that I get a migraine every day at practice, and my feet hurt and my back hurts and I can't feel my fingers. There's all these things. And then a couple months go by and you're like, ah, it's normal. It takes time. So, a 140-game schedule, I think, is highly ambitious at this point. I don't think that's possible. I'd love to get half a season in, though, and do an 81-gamer. And as I said, we're a long way off from knowing the specifics of what that would look like. But I think the at least semi-realistic hopes of what it could take shape is pretty cool. We just want to know what's going on. What's going on? What are we doing here? What are we doing? Well, we don't know. And then, the draft will be in July. Okay, well, now we know that. That helps. That definitely helps when you start to know that type of thing. Now, the union and the league have, agreed to shorten the draft. As I said, the international signing bonus might be delayed until January of next year, which I can understand. But they want to make sure that they don't have an entire year of no influx of new talent into the minors. The thing is that all these first five-round guys, that doesn't mean they're all going to be great. We were just talking about Bubba Starling a couple days ago. He was a fifth overall pick, and he doesn't look to be like a big major leaguer right now. All right, we just have a couple minutes left in this segment, but let's go to Charlie, who's out in New York City. What's going on, Charlie?
Hey, Rick. How you doing, buddy? Real quick, I wanted to recommend a Netflix series at home. Great docuseries, Tiger King. Super. I highly recommend it. It's about the exotic tiger zookeepers, and the characters are so outrageous. It's a true story. The lead character is a guy by the name of Joey Exotic. That's his name, and it's just you have to watch it. I highly recommend it. Ozark, great show. I'm glad that the third season started tonight. I'm glad for that heads up. In terms of sports, real quick, because I know you have it up against the commercials. Is there a possibility that when they all start up again, they're going to have empty stadiums? Are they going to go with fans or?
Well, I think the NBA and the NHL are considering that, especially with the bouillabaisse of all their, you know, giant petri dish of an indoor arena. Baseball, of course, has domes as well. Most of them can open up outside of Tropicana, but they want to wait until the fans can actually be in there. I don't know. And you think if it's not safe enough for the fans to go back, then is it really safe for the players to be playing against each other?
Well, that's what I was thinking. Why would it be safe then for the 10, 15, whatever, you know, hockey, whatever sport, would they be safe on the court unless they tested them right before the game? They do a quick temperature, you know, this is crazy how this is. I guess my last question is it, worst case scenario, is there any chance that they would just cancel these seasons?
Yeah, that would be the worst case scenario, that they cancel. 2020 gets canceled in our cancel culture, yeah.
Because isn't there a point where it'll get too late in the season where you need to start prepping for the next season?
No doubt. That's a good point, yeah.
All right, Rick, that's all I got. Have a good weekend, buddy. Be safe. I'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. You too. That's Charlie in Hell's Kitchen, Manhattan. Yeah, that Tiger thing, Netflix is pushing that big. I'm going to have to finally watch it. It's the number one thing in America. Everyone's talking about it. David Spade was talking about it. The guys on my podcast that I love, Tuesdays with Stories, Joe List, Mark Norman, they were talking about it. So I'm going to have to watch that show. Charlie's the guy who's pushed me over the hump there. If he says it's good, then I'm going to believe him. All right, we will take a quick break, and on the other side, we will be joined by Emily Nemens. She has a new novel called The Cactus League. Come on back.
Great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities, or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Find it at Firestone Complete Auto Care.
Hey, so are you the type of guy that wants to look put together, but doesn't want to spend hours at the mall finding new clothes? So you can look great at the office, on the road, or even just on the weekend with friends and family? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple. Sign up in just a few minutes. Tell them about the brands that work for you, and even let them know what types of styles you prefer. Stitch Fix is convenient. You get great clothes delivered right to you, so you can try new styles on in the comfort of your own home and make a decision without any pressure. And Stitch Fix is on your terms and priced to match your budget. There's no subscription required ever. Keep what you want and send back anything you don't. So, isn't it time you got it all together? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for men, women, and kids. Stitch Fix. Personal styling for everybody.
Ready to own your first real home? The road to unrenting can get a bit rocky. It takes a reliable partner to right wrong turns. That's the role of a realtor. An expert voice of reason helping you navigate the rigmarole of real estate. A trusted ally who knows and represents your rights. So you get all the right guidance on your journey home. Is your agent a realtor? Look for the R. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409.
That's 800-709-4409.
Und jetzt das Platz nehmen der Amerikaner.
An jeden Nobel eine Hupferkirm, Hupferkirm, Hupferkirm. An jeden Nobel eine Hupferkirm. Das ist meine größte Freude. Das war sogar mein Mittagtier, Mittagtier, Mittagtier. Das war sogar mein Mittagtier und hat sie Einigkeit.
Quit drinking that haterade and bow down to Ricky T, y'all.
All right, thank you so much, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on American Forces. It's our pleasure now to welcome Emily Niemans to the show. She has a new novel called The Cactus League, which is available from Farrar, Straus, and Giroux Publishing. You know, Emily, I have so many people that write about baseball books. It's kind of cool that we have a novel here, something a little fictional. What was your story behind this as a baseball fan to write a book like this?
Yeah, thanks for having me on. So I am a lifelong Mariners fan. I grew up in Seattle, and, you know, in the early 90s, my dad and I started making not quite an annual, but a pretty regular pilgrimage down to spring training, and I just loved it down there, and I loved all the stories, you know, guys getting back into shape, new recruits that nobody had ever seen play before taking the field. There were so many great stories there. And, you know, when you think of baseball novels, there's not that many of them, but every few years one pops up and gets a little bit of play. And so often it's about, you know, the big game, the end of the season, the championship game, the ninth inning. And I thought, hey, what about at the other end of the season when everything is just getting going? What's the story there? And so my book really starts just before pitchers and catchers show up and goes until, you know, a few days before the season ends.
And by the way, I arrived in Phoenix the day spring training was canceled, so my timing was impeccable.
I was supposed to be doing that, too. I had tickets to the Brewers on that Friday, and I just didn't get on my plane from New York.
I got there on Thursday. I did a lot of hiking, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I was real bummed. I had a book festival and three games sort of plotted out. So it was a bummer, but, you know, safety first.
No doubt about it. The lead protagonist is the outfielder Jason Goodyear, and that's not lost on me when I think about Goodyear, Arizona, is the Indians and the Reds' home stadium there. Is that an obvious tie-in, or was that some sort of bit of serendipity there?
It's a little bit punny in that there is the Goodyear reference to Arizona. I also wanted Goodyear to be having a bad spring. You know, he's the key player. He's a generational outfielder, MVP, Gold Glove, strongest arm, best bat on the team. And, you know, they've really built the structure of their whole lineup around this guy. And what happens when someone who everyone relies on is becoming unreliable. And the ripple effect is really the engine that makes the book go. So I was thinking about Goodyear, Arizona. I was thinking about a little bit of a play on words. And then, he's Goodyear. You know, I think we all have associations with tires and just like a very stable, reliable brand with that. And that was felt like a natural choice for Jason.
Looking at your background, my studios in San Francisco were in North Beach and basically two blocks from, you know, Kerouac and his alley.
Oh,
and
of course.
Yeah, all that stuff. And I know that when you edit the Paris Review and you know, being part of the Kerouac project, what is on the road and Jack and all those guys, what does that all mean to you, that beat movement?
You know, I think it did a really important thing to sort of open up literary culture to everyone beyond New York. Of course, there were writers working out west, you know, for a century, for 150 years, really. But Whitman did it, too, on a certain level, of course. But, you know, to have Kerouac, to have Ferlinghetti, to have City Lights be such an important part of the publishing ecosystem and really move poetry forward. For people who grew up on the West Coast wanting to be writers, that just felt really transformative. You know, I was born in the early 80s, so I just took it for granted that you could be a writer on the West Coast. But I think that Jack and Ferlinghetti and all of the work that happened out in the Bay Area at mid-century really changed the world.
You know, when I think about the Paris Review and all the literary work you do and all the people associated with over the years, did some of your colleagues, when they heard you were writing a novel and you found out it was about baseball, were they expecting something a little more highbrow, or did they kind of pleasantly surprised?
Well, I mean, I think that it's a tricky Venn diagram to do like the highbrow literary thing and the sports book. You know, of course, George wrote sports journalism, and George Plimpton, the founder of the Paris Review, and Paper Lions,
all that.
Paper Lions was when he was the backup quarterback for Detroit, was an important book for me early on, you know, way before I had the Paris Review in my crosshairs. So I think, you know, it was a bit of a surprise for some folks, but you know, it's been really wonderful that it's been embraced both by the literary community and the sports community. You know, that's what I was trying to do. A
couple more questions for Emily Neiman's the new novel, The Cactus League. When I know you take people sort of on the inside here in The Cactus League, and you know, and over the years we've seen so many teams, like, you know, the Dodgers left Vero Beach. They finally got close to their fans. It's basically, you know, 2/3 of MLB is now in the Cactus League instead of the Grapefruit League. But, you know, going to Don and Charlie's, the Pink Pony, the Rusty Spur, climbing Camelback. I mean, do you sort of take us into that world as well?
I do. You know, some of it was stuff that I had experienced personally. I started going to Don and Charlie's probably before I was of legal drinking age. but, you know, my dad would just sort of get me in there. And I'd hiked on Camelback, and, you know, some of the other stuff, the Pink Pony, I never went there, but I knew about the lore of it. I'd heard about it. I'd researched it. And there's, you know, the inciting incident of the book. It's set in 2011 because there's a brand new stadium that opens up in Scottsdale, Arizona, which is an eastern suburb of Phoenix. And a lot of stuff happens on the field. Of course, it's a baseball book, but I sort of built these concentric circles up from the stadium, so that a lot happens in the parking lot. There's a lot going on in the casino across the street. And then the neighborhood sort of going out from the stadium all the way up to Frank Lloyd Wright's compound in the hills, Taliesin West, is an important sort of spot in the book. So there's a lot of local color and character that felt complementary to what's happening on the field.
Yeah, and in 2020, you'd probably say you'd have to throw in, you know, Talking Stick, North Scottsdale, and everybody's going to Top Golf. That would be like one of the chapters, right?
Oh, yeah. There's some golf clubs for sure. you know, I think it's interesting in terms of that neighborhood and that community. You know, the sprawl of Phoenix got really gutted in the recession, but there's also some just world-class golfing and some really great courses, especially in North Scottsdale. So, yeah, there's a chapter set on a golf course for sure.
Are you the type of writer, and maybe this your novel differs from your regular writing, obviously, but can you just bang it out, or do you just stay up till 3 a.m., like, meticulously thinking of every single word?
It's so painful. I mean, it's been a joy, but I've been working on this book since 2011. And for me, the first draft might come fairly quickly. And by fairly quickly, I mean in a few months. But then it's figuring out how the pieces fit together. And it's revision. It's, you know, swapping characters, thinking about who is the best person to encounter this person in this situation, who's pitching that game, you know, stacking up my dominoes to make sure they fall in the right order. And that revision process took, I think I finished the first draft of the book in 2015. And so it took another 4 years or so to line everything up just right. And you know, I had to put it down and pick it up because of the day job. I was editing the Southern Review, and now I edit the Paris Review, which are two, you know, great but also time-intensive jobs. But that being said, every time I picked it up, I'd see something else that desperately needed to get fixed. And so it was, you know, maybe 4 years of writing and 5 years of fixing.
I would imagine, too, that, I mean, on the one hand, if you're writing a news story, you would say ERA stands for earned run average. And this is a way of telling how many runs a pitcher will give up should they go all 27 outs. You're not going to do that in this book. You're going to assume we know what the hidden run is and things like that.
I am, but I don't want to be so vernacular and have too many terms so that if you don't know all those things, it feels alienating. And so it was, you know, a real balancing act of wanting to have, you know, drop those baseball names, talk about the history of the game. There's definitely, I probably referenced, you know, 6 or 8 major athletes, but not feeling so loaded down that someone, you know, looks at it and says, this is like Greek, what's going on here? So that, again, was another revision where I wanted to, you know, make sure I injected it enough, and but not so much that it felt overwhelming.
Last question for you. As with any book, and I don't know how many people you had read it, but if you give it your draft to someone else, they're going to say, you know, the story really bogged down here. It's too much. Or you might say, we wanted more of this, and you just skimmed over it. So how much outside influence did you allow into this project?
I keep things pretty close to the chest. Just generally, I'm a bit of a perfectionist, so I want to get it really close to done. But when I sold the book to FSG, my editor there, who's another Bay Area person, actually, Emily Bell, is based out of Petaluma, and she, you know, said, I think you're, you know, going a bit too far in the scene, or can you look at that scene again? And, you know, I let her in and took her notes seriously. We got into a couple, I won't say fist fights, but we got into a few arguments. She really wanted to get rid of the Tommy John surgery, and I just said, no way, no how, that is staying in the book, and I made it work.
So some Emily on Emily crime there for a little bit.
Yeah, there was a little bit of a scrap.
All right, she stuck to her guns, and the project is finished, and through Farrar, Straus & Giroux Publishing. It's called The Cactus League. We have been speaking with Emily Nimmons, who is the author. That's N-E-M-E-N-S. Make sure to pick it up where fine books are sold. Congratulations on the novel. As I said, it's taken a decade to get it out there. It's out there, so congratulations, and let's talk when you write your next one.
Thank you. Sounds great.
All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break and come on back on Sports Byline.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. That's 800-426-2301.
It doesn't really matter. I don't like my job, and I don't think I'm gonna go anymore.
Tittle thinks there's a direct correlation between dogs and lightning.
Oh, thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Coming up in the third hour, we have open lines until about 11:40. We're going to bring in Wade Phillips. He's written a new book about his dad. And Bum Phillips, some of the quotes, "We knocked on the door. Next year, we're going to kick that damn thing in." I always like, there's two kinds of coaches. Them that's fired, and them that's gonna be fired. Another one, "I always thought I could coach. I just thought people were poor judges of good coaches." He also brought up the hammer and tong game. When I was a kid, I'd be like, "What? I never seen a hammer and tong game like that one." But I think probably my favorite one ever, and also every little three-year-old, "We played harder the behinder we got." Somebody asked him one time why he wasn't wearing his cowboy hat on the sideline. And he's like, "It's the Astrodome. Mama always said, if it can't rain on you, you're indoors." And when they said, they're all coming back to me because someone said, you know, the Oilers. Remember that? "Love you blue," Earl Campbell, Pastorini, all that. "Love you blue." He said, you know, right here in Texas, you got America's team, the Cowboys. He said, "The Dallas Cowboys might be America's team, but the Houston Oilers are Texas's team." Yeah. And then he also was a guy, when Bob Costas asked him, "Why do you take your wife on all the road trips?" And he says, "Because she's too ugly to kiss goodbye." Could you imagine in 2020 coming up with that one? Oh, there's 100 of them. Well, he passed away. We'll talk to his son, a great coach and a Super Bowl winner in his own right. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on by.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House passed a sweeping $2 trillion coronavirus relief package that will provide immediate assistance to many Americans, small businesses, and major industries on the brink of economic collapse amid the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. New York Democrat Max Rose tells Fox News people are dying and millions are out of work.
I rise today in support of this bill because our frontline soldiers of this war, our nurses and our doctors, need masks. I rise today because days from now, weeks from now, New Yorkers will need thousands of more ventilators.
President Trump is calling on GM to open its shuttered Lordstown, Ohio plant to make ventilators. The president is criticizing the company's CEO by name, Mary Barra, saying she promised to deliver 40,000 ventilators quickly, but now they only have 6,000 built in late April. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I look at Balance of Nature and I look what it's doing for me and for the patients that I have that are taking it. And it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy they have. If we give you the proper nutrients, your body's able to produce what it needs. And here's a product from Balance of Nature that basically makes it so you get the nutrient equivalent of eating 10 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
President Trump doing what he can to help New Yorkers. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
A huge Navy hospital ship is heading to New York. President Trump telling reporters at the White House the USNS Comfort will be getting underway from its way from Virginia to the coronavirus hotspot this Saturday morning. Trump telling Governor Andrew Cuomo the ship will arrive in New York Harbor by Monday morning. He notes it's loaded up to the top with medical supplies, in his words.
Salaried employees at General Motors will have to take a pay cut by 20% during the coronavirus pandemic. The automaker announced a plan late on Thursday and says they could keep the policy in place for 6 months. GM has shut down their factories in North America and has extended the closure indefinitely. GM has approximately 69,000 salaried workers around the world, with 40,000 of them in the United States. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Justice Department is filing criminal charges against senior officials in the Venezuelan government, including President Nicolas Maduro. Speaking with reporters, Attorney General Bill Barr says the indictment alleges a conspiracy involving an extremely violent terrorist organization.
We estimate that somewhere between 200 and 250 metric tons of cocaine are shipped out of Venezuela by these routes.
Those 250 metric tons equate to 30 million lethal doses.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper is taking steps to help the spreading of the coronavirus. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper has enacted a 60-day stop movement order for all uniformed service members and their families, as well as civilian service members stationed overseas. The measure is intended to stop the spread of the coronavirus and to protect U.S. personnel and preserve the operational readiness of our global force. The order impacts an estimated 90,000 service members who are either slated to deploy or redeploy over the next 60 days. The order includes some conditions under which exceptions can be granted. Troop rotations in and out of Afghanistan have already been paused amid the pandemic. Earlier in the month, the Pentagon restricted domestic travel for military members and their families due to the virus.
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Do you love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Rick Tittle knows his sports.
I hate that guy.
I love that guy.
Oh my gosh, he's so fine. Rick Tittle brings home the bacon, fries it up in a pan, and then he eats it.
Ricky T in the hizzle for shizzle, biznatch.
Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you. Hour three underway, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. Nice to have you with us wherever you are listening in this great land of ours. And it is still a great land. And look, if you turn on the web, you turn on the news, you turn on, you open up a paper, 96.5 KOIT. Percentage of the articles are going to be about the coronavirus for good reason. So it can be a bit much, it can be a bit overwhelming. Everything's affected by it. And today, you know, 3 million people filed for unemployment in this country. And you know, 3 weeks ago, it was 25,000. I don't know what it was. But, you know, we're going to hell in a handbasket, blah, blah, blah. It's all real stuff. But as I said, I don't think we should be running around panicking in the streets just yet. So let's talk about what's going on in our sporting world. There's a lot actually going on. People say, oh, what's there to talk about? Not everything that goes on between the lines is what we talk about. And I'm not a play-by-play guy, obviously. I don't think I have the skill to do that. That is a not an easy thing to do, but I'm not a play-by-play guy. This is what I do. I talk about stuff like this, and I interview people. We got Wade Phillips coming up. He's written a new book called Son of Bum, and that'll be in about a half hour. But until then, I want to talk to you. So feel free to get on the open lines at 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529. Oh, yeah, maybe I'll check the email here during the break. Email me, rick@sportsbyline.com. Go to sportsbyline.com and click listen live as the shows go through. Also, a lot of older interviews, not just by me, but other hosts.
There's other hosts?
There are other hosts. You got Speed Freaks about methamphetamine. No, I'm just kidding, about race car driving. You got Wrestling Observer Live with all our buddies there. And great shows. Pedro's there to talk about pugilism, all that great stuff. So you can go to sportsbyline.com. I'm Rick Tittle. Open lines on the other side. Come on back.
Isaac, you missed the winning dunk and cost your team the championship. What are your thoughts?
Well, I switched to Boost Mobile and got a super fast network and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A20 phones. So even when we lose, I still win.
It was an easy, fast break and no one was near you.
You know what's fast? Boost Mobile's super fast network.
They're calling your shot the greatest miss in history.
Boost Mobile's prices are never a miss. I even get 4 lines for $25 per line per month.
Oh, look at that. The fans are burning your jersey.
Yep, the fans get it. My Boost Mobile network is en fuego.
Switch to Boost Mobile and get 4 lines for $25 per line per month with unlimited data and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A20 phones, all on our super reliable, super fast network. Step up with Boost Mobile. New customers only. Limited time offer while supplies last. Requires 1 port from eligible carrier and activation. 1 free device per line. Customers who use more than 35 gigabytes of data during a billing cycle will be deprioritized during times of network congestion. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com or retailer for full details.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them.
But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hello again and welcome to the show.
梁山伯一心要把银泰放啊银泰放啊离了书房下山岗下山岗下山岗
Rick Tittle's got a black belt in keeping it real.
A black belt in keeping it real. You can get in as well on the Progressive guest line. Get your quote on progressive.com today. It's 800-878-PLAY. Mark Norman, my favorite comedian, tweeted out, I am watching so much daytime news that I've already bought Liberty Life Insurance, gardening tools, and Cialis, which I think is pretty good. Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell they are cleared of the coronavirus. They don't have it anymore. Good news for them. It's also in the soccer world. You may not know the name Abdellah Nouri. He's a young little midfielder for Ajax in Holland. And he was in a coma. He is awake, and he's now sitting up and eating in a wheelchair. This guy collapsed in 2017 in a game against Werder Bremen of the German league, and he has been in a coma for 2 years and 8 months, and he is out of it. And as I said, he's now in a wheelchair and he's eating, which is an amazing story. So absolute congrats to them. 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to call wherever you might happen to be listening. It's great to have you with us as we bring you programming and live content. This is, I said, we're trying to keep the shows going, and through the magic of Skype and a gaming headset, I'm doing it here from my home in the East Bay Hills, and today Scott at the controls in the city. We lost a couple of iconic athletes yesterday, and I was quite sad to hear that Curly died yesterday. Fred Curly Neal. The only two people I ever knew as Curly growing up were both bald. It's like calling a fat guy tiny, I guess. Of course, Three Stooges. But Curly Neal, he came in, it was about 10 years ago, maybe 8 years ago. It was whatever. When I first started having the Globetrotters on, so I don't know, it was probably about 9-10 years ago. And he's just the nicest, nicest guy. Smiling, good mood, soft-spoken, just really sweet guy. And if you go on my Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle Facebook page or the Twitter at Rick Tittle, I found that picture and retweeted it yesterday. Very sad to see that he had passed at 77. And you know what's interesting is he seemed older to me. But he was a Globetrotter from 1963 to 85. And the Globetrotters GM, Jeff Munn, said in a press release, quote, "We have lost one of the most genuine human beings the world has ever known. His basketball skill was unrivaled by most, and his warm heart and huge smile brought joys to families worldwide. He always made time for his many fans and inspired millions." And listen, before the sport of basketball was accessible to everyone over the world, Curley and the Globetrotters, they brought that sport around the world. And they actually introduced the sport at that time to a lot of young fans, especially in the third world. And this guy was the ultimate dribbler and ball handler. And he played more than 6,000 games for the Globies, as they're known on social media. He visited 97 countries, probably more now, if he counted Yugoslavia as one or that type of thing. But five Globetrotters have had their number retired. His 22 hangs in the rafters at Madison Square Garden, where they're retired, with Wilt Chamberlain, Marcus Haynes, Meadowlark Lemon, and Goose Tatum. I remember Goose, but to me, the two biggest ever were Meadowlark and Curley. Those were the guys. And he, the Globetrotters used to be on Wide World of Sports now and then, which, think about Wild World of Sports, that was like we got ESPN for 3 hours on a weekend. You know, we got, oh, look at all these different sports. And then that was it. The Ed Sullivan Show, a little before my time, he was on the Love Boat. Of course, the Harlem Globetrotters on Gilligan's Island was a big deal. But this is a guy who played at Johnson C. Smith University in Charlotte. When you think about Charlotte and the small schools there, UNC Charlotte and Davidson, where Steph Curry went, I had never heard, quite honestly, of Johnson C. Smith University. But when he played there, he averaged 23 points a game, and he led his team to a CIAA title as a senior, and he went straight to the Globetrotters after that. So rest in peace, Curley. And then we also heard yesterday, there was sad news in the baseball world, that the Toy Cannon passed away, a guy who was a bit of a cult folk hero in baseball when I was a kid. Jimmy Wynn, 78 years old, and the mostly as an Astro, and there was a statement today, we lost a very big part of the Astros family with the passing of Jimmy Wynn. This comes from the Astros here. His contributions to our organization, both on and off the field, are too numerous to mention. As an all-star player in the 1960s and 70s, Jimmy's success on the field helped build our franchise from its beginnings. After his retirement, his tireless work in the community impacted thousands of young people in Houston. Although no, he is longer with us, his legacy will live on at Minute Maid Park as the Astros Youth Academy and beyond. And we send our heartfelt condolences to his wife, Marie, daughter, Kimberly, son, James Jr., and the other members of his family, and to his many fans and admirers. This guy was 5'9". That's why he was the Toy Cannon. But if you want to think about a guy like that, think Chris Davis with the K. Think Ron Gant. This guy was just a huge slugger. And he also stole a lot of bases as well. As I said, he was an all-star with the Dodgers as well, even after that. He hit a home run at Cincinnati onto the freeway. And I just remember the story, like it went out, it bounced, and it went on the interstate, whatever that is. He's the only guy I know that hit a home run on the freeway. And also at Forbes Field, the center field fence was 460 feet. He hit a home run over the center field as well. Wynn was just put into the Astros Hall of Fame last year. His number 24 is retired by the team. He was part of the front office, too. He was the community outreach executive. And there's the Jimmy Wynn Training Center, which they have there. It's a state-of-the-art baseball facility at the Astros Youth Academy. But you know what's weird is that I look at Jimmy Wynn now, and he just seems, you know, so little. I mean, I'm a grown man. I'm 6'2". But when I was a kid, Jimmy Wynn, I don't know. I don't remember him as being 5'9". You know, like Altuve, you look at him, and I think he's 5'6", I believe, and Alex Bregman is 5'7". Those guys seem little. Jimmy Wynn, once again, he never seemed like a little guy, you know. And what is KD anyway? Chris Davis, I think he's like 5'11", 5'10". It's not like he's super teeny anyway. But, it was a shame to hear about Curly, who I had the privilege and pleasure to meet one time. I said, if you want to check out the pic, Tiddling Sports with Rick Tittle is the Facebook fan page, and the Twitter is at Rick Tittle. You can check it out. So lines are open for another segment, and the number to call is 1-800-878-PLAY. Once again, 1-800-878-7529, and we'll come back right after this on Sports Byline.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
call 1-800-371-9608. That's 1-800-371-9608. Call 1-800-371-9608. Call now.
Where did you get those clothes? At the toilet store?
Right.
I'm so disgusted by Rick Tittle that I find him very intoxicating.
All righty then. Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. And lines are open at 1-800-878-PLAY. No alibi. Lots of ugliness going on. The NFL will soon be moving to a 17-game regular season. And you might say, okay, sounds good. Well, how will it be implemented? Well, it'll be implemented. They'll play an extra game. Yeah. Yeah, you could. There's no doubt, as soon as next season. But somebody has to figure out how that schedule is going to work, because the NFL current scheduling formula has been in place for 18 years, which accounts for 16 games. So if you figure out what will work and will not work, we can get into that in a minute. But first, we have my man, Stu, in Vacaville. What's going on, Holmes?
I've washed my hands so much, I don't think I have fingerprints anymore. I'm just trying to stay out of the coronavirus. But I'll tell you, I'm probably like a lot of Americans. My house, my yard has never looked better. My house is picked up and not messy. This is the cleanest my guns have ever been. I'm inventing stuff to do, man. I am bored out of my skull.
If you don't mind, since you brought it up, can we go through the arsenal? What do you got there at the old ranch house?
I have a 12-gauge shotgun. I have a couple of old, like, antique rifles. One's a 22 bolt action, single shot. It's from the 1930s. I inherited a Winchester 1873, the gun that won the West. That's a lever action 44-40 that, John Wayne made a movie about, titled that gun, the 18 Winchester 1873. It was actually made in 1890. Wow. And I have a pretty cool target pistol. That's like an Olympic-style target pistol. And what do I use them for? I just go and have fun, go out to the shooting range. To me, it's like I don't play golf anymore. It's like I don't play basketball anymore. To me, it's like shooting free throws or hitting putts on the putting green. It's a game against myself where I'm trying to hit targets. And it's definitely a skill that a lot of people enjoy.
It's, I always had a fascination with guns growing up, and my grandfather was a hunter. So our cabin at Tahoe's got, you know, two bear rugs and elks and mountain goats and all this stuff. And I found, not to brag, but I found that I was kind of a natural deadeye as a kid, and I've been to many gun ranges, and I remember my buddy was with the San Bruno police, and I went to their gun range with a bunch of cops, and there were revolvers and automatics, and I was a better shot than every cop with guns.
How cool is that?
With guns I had never fired before, so I thought either I should be in the Olympics or these cops suck.
Many of the police officers I know, and so before I was a teacher, I worked for the city, so I do know a lot of police officers. Many, not all, not even most, but a lot of the police officers I know aren't gun guys. They just, that's not their thing. It's some people's thing, and it's not other people's things. And so I'll ask them about, you know, their Glock that they're wearing. They're like, yeah, I don't know. It's what we issue, and a lot of them just aren't gun right. guys, or at least don't purport to be. You know, I want to get. I've not done it enough. I'd really like to try and get better at skeet and trap, which is a really cool. You know, the pull and you shoot the clay. It's tough. You know, where we live, there's a lot of hunting. There's a lot of ranches all around town, and a lot of hunters. Man, that's how they practice. And I'll go out and to the range and watch that. They are awesome. They're it's a whole another level, man. It's just not.
Let me tell you the lazy man's way of pulling clay pigeons. When I was 18 and I was up in Idaho for a little bit, and couple of my friends had these ranches, and they had a friggin' arsenal. So we would pull the clay pigeon, it would land, and then we'd either take a 30-06 or a 22-250 with a scope, and then we would shoot it while it was laying on the ground. It's pretty lame.
my friend lives on a ranch north of town, and we do a lot of our target shooting out there. You know, we have a range that we've built, and we were having a 22 rifle contest, and we're like, it's sort of like being in the carnival. It was, you know, 10 shots back and forth, not back and forth, but he'd go, I'd go, he'd go. It's like, okay, here's our 10 targets in a row. And he hit one on like the seventh shot, and it fell off the thing it was holding on. So I stood up and hit it, and it was like, oh, wow, yeah, it should be double points right there. But yeah, it's not everybody's cup of tea, and I don't really advertise it a whole lot.
You added in, what do I use them
for?
Yeah, I wasn't even going to ask you that. But for me, I'm such a military history buff that when I get to Nevada or Arizona, I like to fire full auto, an MP40 or a Thompson mm-hmm. submachine gun or a Sten. I think it's a huge thrill. But then every time I leave the gun range, I'm always breathe a sigh of relief that I'm lucky I didn't get shot myself or somebody else shot me. It's always it's always a little bit scary.
There's one gun shop here in Vacaville. People drive by it all the time and they make fun of it where it says, I know you've seen it, it says guns and fishing and stuff.
Oh,
and
yeah, so by the freeway.
So they have a range there. But it's downstairs in like this basement. It's almost like I don't like going there. The people are fine. The people are nice. I just don't know who's next to me. But there's one. There's one outside of Davis, which is only about 20 minutes away from us, which is an outdoor range, and it has trap and skeet, and it has pistol ranges and rifle ranges, and also safety personnel that keep a very close eye. And I feel very safe there because if they see someone doing something not intentional, but a lot of people are new and they don't understand. Always keep it pointed down range, and they don't understand that, you know, if there's unsafe handling going on, they come and they're nice about the firm and they correct you. And I feel very safe there. And I feel very safe at my friend's ranch because there's just a couple of us and maybe four of us that shoot there, and that's it. But I didn't expect to get into a firearms conversation.
Oh, yeah. let me ask this. I just have about a minute or two left in this segment. Yeah. Do you know what guys like Goose are doing? Are they hanging around Arizona? Are they told to work out on their own?
So
he lives in
Glendale, so he's down there, and I haven't talked to him, but they're able to go to the facility. I think I haven't spoken with him, but he lives down there, just so he's close by, and I saw he posted on his Instagram, you know, wish it was opening day, and just like everybody else. I think he's just working out and doing stuff and playing catch. I haven't heard otherwise.
What about last question for you? What's the scenario? Is Vacahai done for the year, you think?
So we just got the word from our superintendent yesterday that now we're out until May 1st. So I think there's probably a good chance spring sports are done. The San Joaquin section playoffs usually start the second week of May. So would they do something? There's a possibility. So we're holding out hope that hopefully something can happen, but it's looking pretty dim for the
–
you feel bad for everybody, and not just the baseball seniors, but the softball girls and the track kids and the swimmers and divers. I mean, it's awful, man. It's awful. I haven't even seen most of the kids. I've talked to all of them. I haven't seen them. I'm sure they're working out and stuff, but we can't meet with them. What a bummer, dude. What a bummer.
A bummer, yes. That's the understatement of all. Stu, always love it when you check in, man. Have a great weekend. Stay safe,
okay,
and we'll talk to you next week, buddy.
You do the same. We'll see you, buddy. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you so much. Coming up after the break, we're going to bring in Wade Phillips. He's written a new book about his dad, the famous Bum Phillips. They're both famous. Come on back on Sports Bible.
At Sprint, our priority is keeping our customers, employees, and communities safe. During these uncertain times, we want you to get the great service you expect without leaving the safety of your home. Sprint.com makes shopping easier by offering free next-day shipping and no activation fees on our best new phone deals, like the amazing iPhone 11. Lease it for just $15 a month when you switch to Sprint. For now, shopping online at Sprint.com is the best way to learn about our plans, buy new phones, and get the services you need. Stay healthy and go to Sprint.com today. iPhone 11, 64GB, $15 per month after 14/17 monthly credit applied within 2 bills. Requires new line of service, 18-month lease, and approved credit. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Offer and coverage not available everywhere. $30 activation fee, taxes, and restrictions apply.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least 2 federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
teams have 4 attempts to move the ball 10 yards. So if you see a graphic on your screen that says first and 10, that means it's the team's first attempt to get 10 yards.
Be crazy. Use a DOG. And if you was my man, I would have been kicked you out of my house by now. This is what had happened.
All right. Thank you for that, I think. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Wade Phillips is a very successful coach. And in fact, he was the head coach of 6 NFL teams. If you count the interims, that's more than anyone in history. And you can now call him an author. He has a book called Son of Bum, of course, growing up with his dad, Bum Phillips, who was, of course, the iconic coach for the Houston Oilers. Wade, thanks for being on the show. You know, it's funny, when I heard you were going to be on, the first thing I thought of was when I watched you on Hard Knocks, there were times when they called in the young men to cut them in camp, and you would get teary-eyed. I thought that was... I don't know. I found that very endearing that, you know, you were breaking these guys' hearts and you could have been very cold about it. And it's the hard part of the business. But it just showed that you really cared about your players, even these fringe guys. What do you think about that?
Well, hey, Rick, it's about people, you know. I mean, it's relationships and people. You know how much they worked for their dream, and some of them can't make it physically or mentally or whatever it is. But you got to feel for people. I don't think you go through life without feeling for people.
No doubt about it. Now, being 54 when I was growing up, Love You Blue was in effect and just taking the world by storm. The Houston Oilers, they weren't able to get that title, but being as close as you were to your dad, when I say Love You Blue, I mean, that probably still sends a chill down your spine, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. Those were great times. You know, I was first started in the NFL coaching for my dad there, and all of a sudden the Urban Cowboy came on, and everybody was going Western, basically, and, of course, Houston, Texas especially. And then the Oilers had never won, and so, and of course they wore those powder blue uniforms, and we won a lot of games, and the city just really got behind the team unbelievably, even when we lost, and that was a special time.
Yeah, it's a John Travolta movie, Urban Cowboy, everybody had the cowboy hats.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
It, a few years ago I had Dan Pastorini on my show, and he basically said, every game I played for the Oilers, I had broken ribs. It just he was being a bit dramatic,
sure,
but
did.
Was that true?
Oh yeah, he was the first one to wear a flag jacket, I guess you call it. They made it especially for him because he did have broken ribs, and went ahead and played. Of course, he was a heck of a player, though.
Well, it was heartbreaking for me as a Raider fan when they made the trade for Kenny the Stabler, because the Snake Stabler, he was my hero, and of course it didn't work out for Dante out here in his home Bay Area. But what was that like when you got the Snake down there in Houston? Because you know, I was at that wild card game in Oakland, the one where Tony Frisch missed a field goal and all that. What was it like when you had the Snake?
Well, first of all, you know he's a character, but you know, I've been in it a long time now. We got Stabler. He didn't know the playbook, didn't know any of the players. First day of practice, 7-on-7, they call it, you know, the passing. We had a really good defense. The passing drill the first day, now he didn't know any of the players or any of the players. He hit, and I'm honest about that, he hit every pass. Every single pass was complete. You know, it was amazing. His accuracy was just unbelievable. And that's why, you know, I always thought, well, he should be in the Hall of Fame. And some people, they finally got him in. But, with 2 minutes left in the game, that's the guy you wanted with the ball because you couldn't stop him.
I completely agree. This book is about your dad, and you know, a lot of times fathers and sons they don't get along, but you guys had a great relationship. You wanted to do what your dad did. You were a great success at it. I was at Super Bowl 50 when you got that ring finally. What were some of the things, because we all know the famous Bum Phillip quotes, and they're great quotes, but what are some of the things that you think about even today you still hear your dad in your head?
Oh, I'd say, you know, just like most people, all your right and wrongs in life, you know, comes from your parents or somebody that influenced you. But all my football part was, you know, my whole livelihood is patterned after things that I learned from him. And football itself, I think, you know, being in it teaches people, you know, the right things, you know, work hard, be a good teammate, you know, on and on about, you know, the tough get, you know, when the tough get going when you need to and those kind of things. So it's a great sport to be associated with.
A couple more questions for Wade Phillips' new book, Son of Bum. You know, we talk a lot about a Wade Phillips defense, and I just talked about Super Bowl 50 with Von Miller and what a great job you did with Denver. How much of that Wade Phillips defense that we talk about, how much of Bum is in there, would you say, Wade?
Oh, some of it. I mean, we when I was with the Oilers, we were the first team to play the 3-4 defense full-time, first and second down, you know. So we've been doing it a long time. So that part, the alignment itself, you know, came from him. And then, you know, some of the things that we ran then, we run now. But I think the key part of it was, and that's what he taught me, is it didn't matter about the scheme, is about the players. So fit the players into what they can do rather than the scheme you have. So that was the important part.
You know, I'm a big 3-4 guy. I remember the Raiders went in the Super Bowl with Reggie Kinlaw, nose tackle. I just think, I like having two middle linebackers. When you run a 4-3, your Mike linebacker has to be such a stallion. It's almost too much pressure on him. So it's nice to hear you talk about the 3-4 a little bit there, Coach.
You're right. The middle linebacker has to be a great run player and a big, strong guy, and then has to be able to cover in a 4-3. So it takes a special guy. It takes a Keekly or somebody like that, and you just don't get all those guys very often.
Yeah. Yeah, and he just retired. You were with the Cowboys, Jerry Jones was, you know, such a character, and he definitely cared about football, and he played a little in college, so, you know, he knows a little bit, and he's got his son Steven there helping him not draft Manziel but taking Zach Martin. But you guys had a pretty good relationship from what we all saw on the outside. What was it like working for a guy like Jerry?
It was good and real good in a lot of ways. And, you know, like you say, he's a family guy with really most of his family's in the organization, and you know, they're great, and they get you in that situation that you're part of their family. So that part of it was really good. And then the football part, he wants to win. You know, now he'll listen. He's a good listener, and you know, depends on who he's listening to sometimes, but you know, he wants to win. And you know, any owner that'll pay money to try to get players to keep players, you know, I like. You know, some of them are bottom line guys. He's definitely not that.
I know you got to run, so just one more question. When your dad was the head coach and the GM, and I think he did that for about 5 years, and other people have tried it, you know, Holmgren in Seattle and others. What, I mean, those are two full-time jobs that he was trying to do, and he did it very well for 5 years. But what was that like? How taxing was that on him?
Well, I don't know. He never did say. I mean, but he did have an assistant general manager that did all the contracts, because he had been with Sid Gilman in San Diego, and Sid was the general manager too, and so. But Sid did all the contracts, and if you know players, they, you know, when you're talking about money, and some of them didn't like Sid because he didn't give them the money they wanted. So, but my dad did a smart thing. At least he had another guy give him, do all the contract stuff, even though he was the final guy to say it. They didn't get mad at the coach for not giving them the money. So that's kind of that story.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, yeah. We have been speaking with Wade Phillips, and he's written Son of Bum with Vic Carucci. You can check it out. It's also audiobook as well. Wade, congratulations on the project. I'm sure this was a labor of love talking about your dad like this. So football fans, we really appreciate it. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. Well, yeah. Get me on Twitter at Son of Bum, and let me know how you like the book. So anybody. So I appreciate it.
Great stuff. Thanks. There it is on Twitter at Son of Bum. Okay, Coach, thank you very much. And we still got a few minutes here at 1-800-878-PLAY. speaking of head coaches and the possibility of players playing for him, remember Tom Brady went out of his way to kind of say more than once that, hey, Antonio Brown, you know, not like George Kittle with the eyeballs, come to San Francisco, but that he had stayed in contact and maybe that would be a fit for Antonio Brown to get back into the league in Tampa Bay. And even though he might be on the exempt list, we still are waiting to see what the commissioner has to say about these investigations into sexual assault and harassment. But my old pal, Brandon Tierney, he does the Tiki and Tierney show on CBS Radio. And Bruce Arians, the head coach at Tampa Bay, was asked, you know, hey, you know, and you know the guy, you were with the Steelers when AB was there. What about a reunion? You and AB and Tom Brady? And Arians said, and I'm not surprised either, quote, yeah, it's not going to happen. There's no room. It's just not going to happen. It's just not a fit here. Wow. So you think, well, you lost Breshad Perriman. He's a free agent and he's gone. So what do you mean there's no room? You're saying you want to take him? And he said, no, I just know him. It's not a fit in our locker room. And so I said, about as no-nonsense a coach you're going to get is Bruce Arians. He says, I just know him. It's not a fit in our locker room. And he does know him. And Antonio Brown is way worse now than then if you talk about knowing him. But that was the whole thing. Tom Brady was like, oh, we stayed in consistent contact. And that one game they played, and at that time it was the lowly Dolphins. That was a blowout. And Brown, four passes for a touchdown, 56 yards. But so anyway, if you thought that AB was going to go there, Bruce Arians basically shut the door on that one. All right, we'll take a quick break. If you want to get in, we still got a couple minutes left before we go to the weekend. 1-800-878-PLAY.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
She said, I want Tittle.
Interrupting all programs.
This is Radio Clash on Pirate Satellite. Orbiting your living room, cashing in the Bill of Rights. Human army surplus or refusing of the lights. This Radio Clash on Pirate Satellite.
Rick Tittle can usually be found at He Baby Mama House.
All right, thank you for that. Thanks to my guests today, Jan Wall, Laura Landers, Jason Stewart, Alicia Dattner, Emily Nemens, Wade Phillips. This is two straight weeks now. I've done these shows out of my house. So I want to thank Dominic Monday through Thursday, Scott Friday and Sunday nights as I do the video game review, as we are able to pull these shows off. Jeff Passan just tweeted out in the last hour that Major League Baseball and the union have agreed on three things to start the season. Number one, there will be zero bans on mass gatherings. There will be zero travel restrictions. And medical experts determine that no player will be at risk playing against another player. So there it is. They're not playing in front of an empty stadium. And they're going to wait till they get the complete high and dry, clear as a bell, you guys are all right, go back to playing again. And, you know, it's just funny how our perspectives change. You know, a lot of us watch older games, reruns. I haven't been doing that, but I have been watching some highlights. And, you know, a lot of teams are putting out, hey, remember when we did this, that, the other thing? Look at this great thing. So as I follow my soccer team, Tottenham Hotspur, and they were showing this amazing Harry Kane goal that he scored for England where he did a backheel turn, went far post, just a great piece of skill. And he starts high-fiving everyone, and I'm like, ah, ooh, no, what are you doing? Ugh. Like I was repulsed that he was high-fiving everyone. It's the most natural thing you could ever do. And here we are, you know, in the space of a month, high-fiving looks super gross. And that's a shame. You know, somebody's like, I wish we could go back to the way it was. Yeah, we all wish that. But I found myself, I almost laughed out loud when I found myself recoiling in horror to seeing a guy high-fiving people. It's weird, no doubt. Hang in there. Have a great weekend. And 9 a.m. Pacific time, we'll be back if you want to. 9 p.m. Sunday nights, video game review right here as well. I'm Rick Tittle. Coming up next, sports talk on Sports Byline.
hope we don't have brain damage.
Great way to end the show.